وعليكم السلام ورحمة وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ.
ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، our book on this is Ibn al-Qayyim Abu Abdullah. Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr, he mentioned Ruth. The entire this book was written as for mental relief, one who is consuming his health on his body and nafs, on his life, on his spirit. He has troubles and he looks out for relief. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah made us understand that for all these trials of life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created relief for them. As he has created the trials, he has created their relief. As he has created the diseases, ما أنزل الله الله داء إلا أنزل ديزيس تعالى as part of them. Brought their relief. He has shown two major for the trials of life. Rahimahullah, he said, وَكَذَلِكَ الدُّعَى. Likewise, a dua. Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned it as the second all-inclusive, comprehensive approach to find relief. Anyone who is in trouble, make dua. Ibn al-Qayyim said, Rahimahullah, وَكَذَلِكَ الدُّعَى. فإنه من أقوى الأسباب في دفع المكروه. إذا الدعاء من أقوى الأسباب. It is from the strongest means of finding and keeping away المكروه في دفع المكروه. One of the strongest means of keeping away trials. keeping away tribulations, illnesses from ourselves. وَحُصُولِ الْمَطْلُوبِ. Likewise, the things we like. You want good health. You want a husband. You want a wife. You want children. You need a job. You want safety in your grave when you pass away. In fact, you want al-Jannah. One of the major means of seeking Allah subhanahu. Immediately after that, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he also emphasized dua. He said, "Wa huwa aduwul bala." Dua is the enemy of trials. Yudafi'uhu, it keeps it away, it prevents it. Wa yu'alijuhu, it resolves it, it does not make it descend. وَيَمْنَعُ نُزُولَهُ, dua prevents trials from descending. وَيَرُفَعُهُ أَوْ يُخَفِّفُهُ إِذَا نَزَلَ, and when it finally happens that the individual was caught unawares and the trials of life descend on him, يَرُفَعُهُ dua. Allah makes dua as a means of removing the trials. أَوْ يُخَفِّفُهُ, or Allah makes dua as a means of making the trial to be easy. The trial will come, but it will take a smaller part of us. It will take, it's a smaller version of it, that dua would reduce the intensity of the trials. Iza nazala, if it even ever descends. May Allah protect us all. He also advised us about what he called al-ilhahu fi dua. He said, وَمِنْ أَنْفَعِ الْأَدْوِيَةِ الْإِلْحَاحُ فِي الدُّعَى. From the most beneficial aspects of making dua is al-ilhahu fi dua, yani al-israru wa-tashdidu fi dua. Israru, being continuous, being persistent, being repetitive. And continuous, make dua, ask again, continue, insist, persist. This is what is called al-ilhahu fi dua. He said it is one of the efficient things we can have about dua. Likewise, Ibn al-Qayyim said to us the things that will put down your dua. May Allah التي تمنع ترتب أثر الدعاء عليه أن يستعجل العبد. From the things, from the pitfalls, التي تمنع ترتب أثر الدعاء عليه, which prevents the individual from finding his dua and the effects of his dua. You are making the dua, but you are not seeing the author of that dua. You are making dua, you are not seeing. It appears as if nothing is happening. Something could have been poisoning your dua. I have been referring to them as the poisons of dua. Ikhwa, if in a single room you turn on an air conditioner, so that we understand how dangerous it is and poisonous, that these poisons of dua, they will affect the potency of your dua from those things that will bring it, that he gave us this as one of the things that brings down dua. So if the individual turns on the air conditioner in the room and then he has a gas burner directly opposite or in any other part of that single room, you will find out that as you feel the coldness, you feel the heat. And if you are not careful, the heat may overrun that coldness. The same way when we make dua and still get involved in those things that will poison our dua. May Allah protect each and every one of us. One of them, Ibn al-Qayyim, said, "An yasta'jil al-'abdu wa yastabti al-ijaba." When the individual becomes hasty, wa yastabti al-ijaba, considering the answering for his dua to be delayed, he thinks that the dua is delayed. فَيَسْتَحْسِرَ وَيَدَعَ الدُّعَى. He becomes exhausted. He feels tired. وَيَدَعَ الدُّعَى. And then he abandons dua. This is one of the poisons of dua. One of the poisons of dua is al-istijal. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he told us what that means. That is for the individual to make dua and then say, da'autu falam yustajabli. I have been making dua and I have not seen the answer. If you begin to say this, it is from the aspects of being hasty about dua. May Allah protect us from that. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah continued, for those of us who have the copy that is displayed on the screen, for those of us who have the copies that is displayed on the screen, we should be on page 16. For those of us who have the copies we display on the screen above the Rahman, we should be on page 16. And for those of us who have the copy of Nidal ibn Abdul Karim, we are on page 105. For those of us who have the copies on the screen, we should be on page 16. The last hadith we read was what Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah told us about the servants being hasty regarding dua. يَسْتَعْجِلُ الْعَبْدُ وَيَسْتَبْطِئُ الْإِجَابَ وَيَسْتَحْسِرَ وَيَدَعُ الدُّعَى. He thinks that the answer for dua is delayed. فَيَسْتَحْسِرُ. And then he becomes tired, he feels exhausted. وَيَدَعُ الدُّعَى. He abandons making dua. Meanwhile, he had been making dua. He had been king. He had been persistent. It was just a little more for him to have his request answered. Then he abandoned it. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah likened it to a person who was farming. He was paying attention, spending money on the farm. And when he thinks, oh, these plants are not growing so fast, he abandons the farmland. And the entirety of the efforts and struggle and expenses and energy and time that he has spent on the farm. Being hasty like this does not make the dua be answered. Ikhwa, let us note this. Being hasty, I want to see the result immediately. I have not seen it. It means my answer, my dua has been answered. Granted, this is from the divine. Not to be answered. That hadith occurs in the Musnad of Ali Imam Ahmed. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa Anas ibn Malik said, La yazalu al-abdu bi khairin the companions radiallahu anhum, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam made that statement, he said, لا يزال العبد بخير ما لم يستعجل. The individual, the servant, will continue to be upon goodness as long as he has not become hasty. قالوا يا رسول الله, they asked, O Messenger of Allah, كيف يستعجل? How will the individual, what does it mean to say that the individual is hasty? قال, the Messenger said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, يقول قد دعوت ربي فلم يستجب لي. I have begged my Lord, I have asked from my Lord, I have دعوت ربي, I have called upon my Lord in dua, فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِبْ لِي, and he has not answered me. This thing happens a lot amongst us brothers and women. Let us pay attention to it, not to be being hasty. I have been making dua and we have not seen results. I have heard people say this a lot. That is from the aspects of being hasty in terms of dua. It prevents your dua from being answered when you are hasty. Hastiness is for you to say, Da'awtu Rabbi falam yastajib li. I have asked, I have prayed, I have made dua, we have not seen results. Ikhwa, when you say this regarding a tri-hakim before, Imam Rahimahullah went forward to give us further advices about how our dua will be effective. That is on page 16. You will see it says faslun jama'a du'a wa idhabati as-sitta idha jama'a du'a jama'a ma'a du'a. If you have your copy, idha jama'a du'a hudur al-qalb, that is what occurs on the copy in the screen. In my own copy it says idha jama'a ma'a du'a hudur al-qalb. It appears that is the most valid. So if you have the copy on the screen, add a note to it, either jama'a ma'a du'a, that is when the individual jama'a ma'a du'a'i hudur al-qalbi. So add it to it, either jama'a ma'a du'a hudur al-qalbi, when the individual combines, he makes it part of his du'a. What is that? Hudur al-qalbi, presence of mind. His mind is present. His attention is present. وَجَمْعِيَّتَهُ بِكُلِّيَّتِهِ عَلَى الْمَطْلُوبِ. And then he brings his mind completely and entirely paying attention to al-matlub, those things that he desires. You sense you are making dua to how to hudur al-qalb. If the individual makes as part of his dua hudur al-qalbi, presence of his mind, presence of attention, وَجَمْعِيَّتَهُ بِكُلِّيَّتِهِ عَلَى الْمَطْلُوبِ, and he brings the entirety of his mind, the entirety of his attention, completely and entirely alal matlub, he places it on the matter that he desires from Allah. This is attention in dua and the presence of mind in your dua. It is very, very cogent. and it assists the potency of your dua. So if you do this, وَصَادَفَ وَقْتًا مِنْ أَوْقَاتِ الْإِجَابَةِ السِّتَّةِ, and that one, it now comes, you do that, you gather your attention, you have presence of mind, the entirety of your mind is upon what you want to achieve. That's where all your attention is. You are not distracted. You are not distracted at all. You are not pressing your phone. You don't feel incapacitated. You bring the entirety of your attention on what you want. وَصَوَدَفَ وَقْتًا مِنْ أَوْقَاتِ الْإِجَابَةِ السِّتَّةِ, and that happens. To coincide with where always answered one of the you have presence of mind and you gather your question and you do that. I will put in ijabati sitat from the six times that. And your attention is gathered upon your affair. وَصَادَفَ وَقْتًا, and that one happens to coincide with a particular time. مِنْ أَوْقَاتِ الْإِجَابَةِ السِّتَّةِ, from amongst the six times when dua is best answered. Dua is best. Answered in about six times circumstances in some periods. So if you have, don't forget. You now make the dua is answered. He now wants to seek success in your dua.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ashrikana. Assalamu alaikum. We can't hear you again, sir.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you hear me, Ikhwa? Can we hear me now?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nam ya shaykhana.
Jazakallah khairan. Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, wa idha jama'a ma'a du'a'i hudur al-qalbi wa jam'iyyatahu bi kulliyatihi ala al-matlub. If you combine in your dua, hudur al-qalbi, the presence of mind, وَجَمْعِيَّتَهُ بِكُلِّيَّتِهِ عَلَى الْمَطْلُوبِ, and you gather the entirety of your attention, you gather the entirety of your concentration, you place it upon your need, you place your mind, all of it, inside what you are asking Allah for. وَصَادَفَ وَقْتًا مِنْ أَوْقَاتِ الْإِجَابَةِ السِّتَّةِ. And then it coincides with one of the six times when dua are best answered. There are six times when dua are best answered. And Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah wants to start to tell us about these six times. Let us pay attention to them. The first one, he said, rahimahullah, وَهِيَ ثُلُثُ الْأَخِيرُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. The first time we should be targeting with our dua is الثُلُثُ الْأَخِيرُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ, the last third part of the night. إِخْوَة, the last third part of the night. You divide your night into three. That last third from the three divisions, dua is best answered in it. If you sit down at that time, you pay good attention, you divert all your concentration and your mind upon your need, Allah will answer you. It's a very, very effective and potent period for us to ask Allah for what we want. الثلث الأخير من الليل, the last third part of the night. How do we calculate this last third part of the night? The way to get it is, when is Ghurub al-Shams? When is Maghrib? Let's say, for the purposes of calculations here, that your Maghrib, Ghurub al-Shams, is at 7 p.m. in the night, and your Tulu al-Fajri on the other day is at 5 a.m., for example. So between 7 a.m. and 5 a.m., for example, how many hours do you have? Because this is the night. The night starts with Ghurub al-Shams, and it ends with Tulu al-Fajr. Calculate the hours in between and divide it into three. The last third of it, that is what is called الثُلُثُ الْأَخِيرُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. And that view is based on that hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It occurs in Al-Bukhari and Muslim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would come down, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the nearest heaven to us, sama'u dunya, kulla laylatin. This one happens every night. Allah will be asking us at the last third part of the night, Ikhwa, pay attention. He will say, Man yas'aluni fa'u'tiyahu, wa man yad'uni fa'astajiba lahu, wa man yastaghfiruni fa'aghfir lahu, man yas'aluni fa'u'tiyahu. Who will ask me so that I can give him? وَمَنْ يَدْعُونِي فَأَسْتَجِيبَ لَهُ, who will call upon me so that I can answer him. وَمَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرُنِي فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ, who will ask me for forgiveness so that I forgive him? That is during the last thought part of the night. So the awqatu al-ijabatu as-sittatu, al-awqatu al-ijabati as-sitta, the periods when the dua, the sixth period, he said, waqtan min awqati al-ijabati as-sitta, awqatu al-ijaba, the six times when dua are best answered. The first one is as-sulusul akhiru min al-layl, the last third part of the night. We have told us how to calculate that last third part of the night. You calculate the hours between your Maghrib and your Tulu' al-Fajri, and the hours in between. The last third of it is the last third part of the night, because Allah will say, Man yas'aluni fa'u'tiyahu, who wants to request of me so that I can give him. Waman yad'uni fa'astajiba lahu, who will beckon on me, invoke on to me, supplicate to me, fa'astajiba lahu, so that I can answer his supplications. Waman yastaghfiruni fa'aghfira lahu, who is it who will ask me for forgiveness so that I can forgive him? This is the first of the six periods when our dua are best answered. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned the second one. He said, وَعِنْدَ الْأَذَانِ, likewise, during, within the period of Adhan, that is within the period of the call to prayer, the Muazzin stands up in the masjid, begins to say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Unfortunately, when the Adhan is being recited by the Muazzin, most of us are usually busy in talks. We get busy when we are at a time dua is best answered. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا سَمِعْتُمُ الْمُؤَذِّنَ فَقُولُوا مِثْلَ مَا يَقُولُ ثُمَّ صَلُّوا عَلَيَّ. When you hear the muazzin calling the adhan, فَقُولُوا مِثْلَ مَا يَقُولُ, say the like of what the muazzin says. Ikhwa, many of the scholars are of the view that it is compulsory for us. Others say that it is sunnatun muakkada. What is that? Al-qawlu bimithli ma yakuluhu al-muazzin, saying the like of what the muazzin says. If he says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, what do you say? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. What do you say? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. What do you say? Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Many times when we hear Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, we just say Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and we stop there. This is not proper. Even if you will say Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first of what you say according to the Prophet in this place is for you to say exactly what the Muazzin says. So if he says Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, what should you say? Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. You can now silently say or gently say Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But don't forget, say the like of what the Muazzin says. If he says Hayya ala salah, you have two options, because there are other reports. The first option you have is for you to say Hayya ala salat. The second option is for you to say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hayya ala salah, you say Hayya ala salah. Or that you say what? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I hope that this is clear. And at the end of it, if he says, La Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, you also say what? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. You also say what? La ilaha illallah. The Prophet said, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Thumma sallu alayya. Then you make salah to Allah Nabi. It's another mistake area when we listen to adhan. Many people, when they listen to the adhan, after the adhan, they begin to say, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tama. No, that is not the first thing to say. The first thing is for you to say salat to Allah Nabi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi ta'ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. This is the first thing you say. Immediately the muazzin stops the adhan because it comes, it says ثم صلوا علي. So after the adhan, what the rest of us listening to the adhan should say immediately is as-salatu ala nabi. Then we should now say, he said alayhi salatu wasalam, thumma salullaha liya al-wasila. That is when you now begin to say, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tama. Don't forget, as the muadhin calls the adhan, you should say the like of what he says. When the muadhin ends the adhan, you should say salatu ala nabi. After that, you should now read that dua, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tama. Don't read this dua before you say salatu ala nabi. You say salatu ala nabi firstly and foremost, immediately after the adhan, and then you follow it up by saying that dua, Allahumma rabba hadhihi ad-da'wati tama, to the end of it. When you now finish this, please make dua. This is the second time dua is best answered. When you finish that, Allahumma rabba hadhihi ad-da'wati tama, make dua. The Prophet said, Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As reported this hadith, and it occurs in the Sunan of Al-Imam Abu Dawud. He said that, Anna rajulan qala ya Rasulallah. A man said, O Messenger of Allah, Innal mu'adhinina yafudulunana. Innal mu'adhinin. Certainly, those who call the adhan, yafudulunana. They are better than us. They act better than us. They get more rewards than us. They invite all of us for salah, and so they gain rewards when we come. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, قُلْ كَمَا يَقُولُونَ. Say as those muazzins say. Say what the muazzins say. So when the muazzin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, what do you say? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. If he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, what do you say? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and so on. When he finishes, you say salatu ala nabi. And then you make a request for Allah's wasila on the Prophet. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tama. The Prophet then said, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fa'idhan tahayta fasal tu'ta. Fa'idhan tahayt fasal tu'ta. When you now finish from all of this, sal tu'ta, ask and you'll be given, ask and you shall be granted, ask and you shall be answered. So the first period, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah recommends for us, according to the hadith, that we should make dua and expect a very potent dua, is in the last third part of the night, as-sulusul akhir min al-layl. The second time he said, وَعِنْدَ الْأَذَانِ. I hope that is clear. How do you do it in the Adhan? When the Mu'adhin is calling the Adhan, فَقُولُوا مِثْلَ مَا يَقُولُ الْمُعَذِّنِ. Say the like of what the Mu'adhin says. After that, say Salatu ala Nabi. After that, read the dua asking Allah for al-wasila for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma rabba hadhihi dawati tama. After that, fa'idhan tahayt fasal tu'ta. Make dua, brothers. When you make dua within this period, Allah will answer. Make it period number two. Period number three, he said, rahimahullah, وَبَيْنَ الْأَذَانِ وَالْإِقَامَةِ. Between the period of Adhan and the period of Iqama, Allah answers dua. Brothers, people forget these are times people become busy with things that are not useful. Between the Adhan and the commencement of Iqama, between these two periods, after the Adhan and then when the Iqama starts, this period is a moment of ijaba, it's a moment of ijaba. Allah will answer your dua. Don't waste it upon useless talks. In some masajid, elders will be joking and laughing. Amongst young people, you see them playing and shouting and arguing. Ikhwa, let us make good use of that time. Ma bayn al adhani wal iqama. That time in between the Adhan and the Iqama, it's a place, is a time for dua to be answered. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, he said, Inna dua bayn al adhani wal iqamati la turajj. Inna al dua bayn al adhani wal iqama la yurajj. Do, he said, certainly the supplications you make between the Adhan wal Iqama, between the Adhan wal Iqama and the time when the call to commence the prayer is made, la yuraddu, it will not be rejected. Inna dua bayna al Adhan wal Iqamati la yuraddu. That hadith also occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud. It also occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. So the first period of al-ijaba, from the six that Ibn al-Qayyim said, the first of them is al-thuluthu al-akhiru min al-layl. The second one is inda al-adhan. The third one is bayn al-adhani wal-iqama. The fourth one is, he said, rahimahullah, wa adbaru al-salawat al-maktubat. وَأَدْبَارُ الصَّلَوَاتِ الْمَكْتُوبَاتِ. And at the tail end of الصَّلَوَاتِ, those صَلَوَاتِ الْمَكْتُوبَاتِ that are compulsory on us, at the tail end of the compulsory salah, at the tail end of Salatul Fajr, at the tail end of Salatul Dhuhr, at the tail end of Salatul Asri, at the tail end of Maghrib, at the tail end of Isha. What do we mean by tail end? Akhiru salati qabla taslim. At the end of the salah before you make taslim. Before you make taslim, make dua. When you make dua at that time, Allah will answer your dua. When you make dua before taslim, make dua before taslim. Make dua before taslim. That period when you make dua, Allah will accept it. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he explained how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam taught them to make at-tashahud before the exit salah, at-tahiyyatu lillah wa tayyibatu wa salawat and all those. After that you say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah and that. And then you say Salatu ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thumma liyata'akhkhar. The individual liyata'khayyar, thumma liyata'khayyar. then the individual should يتخير من المسألة ما شاء ثم ليتخير من المسألة ما شاء. The individual يتخير, he begins to make his choice of requests, his choice of need, ma sha'a, as he desires. Make dua, make your dua now, make your choice dua. He chooses to say what he wants, he chooses to ask what he wants, as he desires. So let's not forget the fourth time that is very effective for us to ask for our needs is during the last tashahud, before you exit salah. That time be calm, ask Allah for your needs, ask Allah for what you want. The Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while talking about at tashahud, at the end of it he said thumma liyatakhayyar, let the individual then begin to choose min al mas'ala, regarding the needs that he has, masha'a, just as he desires. So there's a period just before our taslim for us to make dua, ikhwa. Make dua before you make taslim while observing salah. So this is the fourth time. The first one Ibn al-Qayyim gave to us, rahimahullah, was as-sulusul akhiru min al-layl, the last third part of the night. The second one in the adhan. The third one bayn al-adhani wal-iqama. The fourth one adbaru salawat al-maktubat, at the tail end of our obligatory prayers. The fifth one, he said, rahimahullah, وعند صعود الإمام يوم الجمعة على المنبر حتى تقضى الصلاة. The fifth one, when عند صعود الإمام يوم الجمعة على المنبر حتى تقضى الصلاة. عند صعود الإمام يوم الجمعة على المنبر. On the days of Jum'ah, عند صعود الإمام, when the Imam rises and climbs the minbar, yawm al-jum'ah, on the days of Jum'ah, hatta, within that time, from the period when Imam climbs his minbar on the day of Jum'ah, up on to when the salat will end. This period is also period of ijaba, from the period when Imam rises on the minbar, begins to give the khutbah, he ends the khutbah. You will note that most of the imams, especially when they are people of sunnah, they do not end their khutbah except that they wait to make a lot of dua. They begin to make dua. This dua at this time, this period, is a period of ijaba, is a period where Allah answers the dua of the one who makes requests from him. Counts that as period number five. The hadith regarding that occurs in Sahih Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam encouraged us to make dua from in between the time when the Imam rises on the minbar and the time when he ends the salah. Between this period is period of ijabah. So even when the Imam descends the minbar and is getting ready for salat, ikhwa, make dua, make dua. And when the Imam is making dua to say ameen, even though within this period, when Imams make dua on the day of Jum'ah, there is a practice there they make which is a mistake. I hope that we can come back to that at question time. Period number six, that Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim mentioned, rahimahullah, he said, وَآخِرُ سَاعَةٍ بَعْدَ الْعَصْرِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. آخِرُ سَاعَةٍ بَعْدَ الْعَصْرِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. The last period after Salatul Asri, من ذلك اليوم. On that day, which day is that? يوم الجمعة. So he said, وآخر ساعة بعد العصر من ذلك اليوم. The last moments, the last periods on the days of Jum'ah, from after Salatul Asri up to Ghurub al-Shams. Ikhwa, this period is also very, very efficacious for dua. It is the period number 6 that Ibn al-Qayyim has mentioned to us, rahimahullah. And that is based on the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam in Sunan Abi Dawud and in other books of hadith, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يوم الجمعة هو خير يوم طلعت عليه الشمس. يوم الجمعة, the days of Jum'ah, هو خير يوم طلعت عليه الشمس. It is the best of the days on which the sun comes out. The sun comes out on the days of Monday, يوم الاثنين. It comes out on the days of Tuesday, Thulatha, like that on Arbia, Khamis, Jum'ah, Sabt, and Yawmul Ahad on Sundays. Of all these days, the best day on which the sun rises is Yawmul Jum'ah. He now said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, وَفِيهِ سَاعَةٌ لا يصادفها عبد مسلم وهو يصلي يدعو الله إلا أعطاه حاجته. Ibn al-Qayyim cited this period because of this hadith. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, وَفِيهِ سَاعَةٌ. The day of Jum'ah has a period. لا يصادفها عبد مسلم وهو يصلي يَدْعُ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لَا يُصَادِفُهَا عَبْدٌ مُسْلِمٌ. No individual who is a Muslim, no Muslim meets this period. No Muslim sits down within this period. No Muslim makes dua within this period. وَهُوَ يُصَلِّي, he sits down making dua, يَدْعُ اللَّهَ, asking Allah. This does not mean that he has to be upon a nafila. Yusalli wa yad'u. It's about at-tawqid, emphasis that he is making dua, because the basic meaning of salat is what? Dua. The basic meaning of salat is dua. And there is no established salat between Salatul Asri and Salatul Al-Maghrib on the days of Jum'ah. It is not as if a particular salah exists in between this period, like the obligatory salah or a specifically mentioned nafila for this period. No. So you salli yad'ullaha. Yad'ullaha is tafsiriya. It explains you salli and it affirms it and places emphasis on it. So if you sit down, the reason I'm saying it is that don't come back to ask me about this report that it says yusalli yad'ullaha. What it means is that yusalli is making dua, yad'ullaha, asking Allah, calling upon him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do this from after Salatul Asri, before Salatul Maghrib, a'ta'ahu Allahu hajatahu, Allah will grant him his need. So these are the 6 periods that Ibn al-Qayyim has recommended for us. We go back to the beginning of the text. He said, rahimahullah, regarding the individual, إِذَا جَمَعَ مَعَ الدُّعَى, if you combine inside your dua حُضُورَ الْقَلْبِ, the presence of mind, وَجَمْعِيَّتَهُ بِكُلِّيَّتِهِ عَلَى الْمَطْلُوبِ, and you're gathering your attention in its entirety, placing your mind on what you desire. وَصَادَفَ وَقْتًا مِنْ أَوْقَاتِ الْهِجَابَةِ السِّتَّةِ, and that happens to be within the 6 periods when dua are best answered. So as if to say, what are those periods? He says, وَهِيَا, those periods are الثُّلُثُ الْأَخِيرُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ, the last third part of the night. We've explained it. We told us how to calculate it. We're in the Adhan, and in the period of the Adhan, during the Adhan, how when the Muazzin makes Adhan, say what the Muazzin says. When the Muazzin ends the Adhan, say Salatu ala Nabi. After that, make the dua asking for al-wasila for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'awati tama. When you finish that, the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, sal tu'ta, ask tu'ta, you shall be giving what you are asking. So that is the second period when the dua is answered immediately. When you end the adhkar, you say after the adhan. The third period, bayn al-adhani wal-iqama, between al-adhan and al-iqama. The fourth time, adbaru salawat al-maktubat, at the tail end of the compulsory prayers, when you make your tashahud, you make your salatu ala nabi and all of these. Don't exit your salah just like that without asking Allah for something. Ask and He will give you. The fifth time is from when the Imam ascends the minbar up to the time that he comes down for salat. Within this period, when the Imam makes dua, make your dua, say Amin to his own. Put your own too, there is no blame. When he comes down from the minbar before he starts the salah, make dua. Make dua, ikhwa, don't waste your time discussing. And the sixth time is akhiru sa'atin ba'd al-asri min dhalika al-yawm. The last periods from after salatul asri up onto shortly before the sun sets on the days of Juma. These periods, al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim referred to them, rahimahullah, as awqatul ijabati sitta, the periods that the dua are best answered, and there are six of them. I hope that we can stop here today. So one thing we will add to our dua now is making those dua with our attention, with concentration, presence of mind, and looking for these periods. Now somebody can ask, does this mean that we cannot make dua at any other time? No, you can make dua anytime, after Fajr, after any time, whenever, anytime you can make dua. But these times, they have bigger potency and they have bigger acceptance granted within this time. So look for this time. There are times that Allah likes you to ask Him more than other times. So you can ask at other times, but that your answers are gotten is better, is faster. Bi-idhnillah, within these six periods that Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim has mentioned to us, he will continue and he will tell us other things, bi-idhnillah, as far as making sure that our dua is potent. So when you see here now, you observe that making dua is not just about making dua. It's about making the dua properly. The strength of your dua will depend on all of these. And the weakness of your dua will come when you leave these matters. Make sure you observe dua on the days of Juma, between after Asr and before Salatul Maghrib. You say it does not matter. Spend the time between Adhan and Iqama, it does not matter. Wake up in the last third part of the night, make dua, Allah will answer it, it does not matter. As you are saying, it does not matter, it does not matter to all of these. Your dua is becoming weaker and weaker and weaker. So when the trials come, your dua is not strong enough to face the strength of the trials. So trials will descend on you, and you begin to complain and say, oh, I have made dua, but trial still came. So you also fall into another ditch of shaitan in that, another trap, saying that you have made dua and your dua is not answered. I hope that these lessons give us a better understanding on how best to get what we want from Allah. it remains for individuals now to stick to them, to make good use of them, and obtain goodness from them. But as for those who choose to be lazy, your dua too will be lazy. As for those who choose to be nonchalant, your dua too will be weak. And then you will be there, you'll be held down by trials. You'll be held down by trials because you chose to be nonchalant. You chose not to care to make dua properly and earn strength for your dua. I hope that this is clear. Bismillah, we come back to these matters in our next class. If we have one or two questions, we can ask them about Abdul Rahman. Ameen wa iyyakum, Abdul Rahman. So the question I'm seeing here quickly, can I quickly talk about it?
No, yes.
Someone said he's mixing period number 5 and period number 4 and 5. Period number 4 and 5, they are not mixed up at all. They are not mixed up. No one of the period is mixed up with another one. They are very clear, Bismillah. Now I'm about the Rahman.
The first question is, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah reward you.
Ameen.
May Allah reward you greatly and preserve you upon goodness. Please, sir, can we make dua after the adhan, even if we are not in the masjid, when the adhan is
made? Yes, yes, wherever you may be. Whether you're a woman at home, please make use of that time between adhan and iqama. Please make use of the time. It's a very, very efficacious time. Bain al adhani wal iqama. Whether you are at home, whether you are in a masjid, even when you are traveling, you pass by a masjid, they make adhan. Just know that immediately after that adhan, or that during that adhan, you have opportunity for your du'as to be answered. You have opportunities for your du'a to be answered. So make du'a ikhwa. Spend that time. There is also the period in the adhan. In the adhan, I am sure we explained it. We spent time on it. When the mu'adhin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, you'll be saying it, following him. When he ends the adhan, you say salah to Allah Nabi. Somebody asks, what if the imam says, the mu'adhin says, as-salatu khayru minan nawm. You follow the basic rule. What is the basic rule? Say mithla ma yakuluhu al-mu'adhin. Say the like of what the mu'adhin says. So if the mu'adhin says, as-salatu khayru minan nawm, what do you say? As-salatu khayru minan nawm. There is a dhikr sadaqta wa bararta. If I remember, it occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud. It's a weak report. Al-Imam al-Nawawi mentioned it in Kitab al-Adhkar. Sadaqta wa bararta. Sadaqta wa bararta is not authentic. So you say, as-salatu khayru minan nawm. Just like the mu'adhin says, as-salatu khayru minan nawm. After that, you say salatu ala nabi. After salatu ala nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, you say, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'awati tama. After that, make dua. Fasal tu'ta. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu salam, ask and you'll be given what you want. Now, let me quickly move to a question before it comes. How about the muazzin? What will the muazzin say after adhan? The muazzin does not have anything to say. That was why the man who went to the Prophet was saying that innal muazzinin yafdulunana. Those who make the adhan, they surpass us in terms of good deeds. The making the adhan itself surpasses whatever rewards the rest of us will get. So that was why the Prophet told us. So the muazzin does not say, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'awati tama. We hear this on microphones. Muazzinuns, you have not been asked to say that. Those who should say Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wat at-tama after the adhan, they are we listening to your adhan, not you making the adhan. I hope that we'll be able to raise these matters with those who call the adhan. Most of the people do these things without obtaining the required knowledge that will make them be able to do it properly according to the sunnah. The muadhin, when he finishes the adhan, some of them going to say, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wat at-tama. This dua is not for them. When the muadhin ends his adhan, he should keep quiet and go and sit down in the masjid. But as for ad-dua bayna al-adhan wal-iqama, it combines all of us, both the muadhin and the rest of us listening to the muadhin, whether we are inside the masjid or we are outside the masjid. Unfortunately, even those making wudu, they fall within this period. After the adhan, you are making wudu trying to join salah. Instead of getting busy with dua, you see many of the brothers discussing football, discussing politics, discussing matters that will not bring them benefits when they have the time to ask for all the goodies they can ask from Allah at a time that Allah has guaranteed them that. That the dua they make bayna al-adhani wal-iqamati la yuraddu, it will never be rejected. Instead of getting busy with dua, they get busy with talks that lack benefits. May Allah protect us. I hope that we'd answered and clarified the matters around this. Can we have one more question before we call it a day today, inshallah? Amin wa iyyakum.
Streets. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Can we pray in our modern tongue after tahiyya before the sleep?
This matter, the scholars have held differently about it. The scholars of all the six periods, all of them, you can pray in any language. At thuluthul akhiru min al-layl, you can pray in any language. Immediately in your adhan, you can, during the adhan, you can pray in any language. Between adhan and iqama, you can pray in any language. On the days of Jum'ah, between when the imam ascends the minbar and the time that he ends his salah, you can pray in any language. But between your ending your tashahud and tahiyya before you make taslim, this is where the scholars hold differently. Some say you can pray in your language. Some say, no, you cannot. A safe thing is to make the dua from the dua that the Prophet has taught, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Use the dua that the Prophet has taught. That one is safer. Khurujan min al-khilaf. Because by that, you would have avoided that difference of opinion. And it is better to avoid it. So say it in Arabic from the dua the Prophet has taught, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yesterday in the class on Al-Adab, we read that dua. You can say Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta. You can make it that time. You can say other dua. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us to make istighfar. So you can say rabbi gfirli, aw Allahumma gfirli, warhamni. He said, Allahumma gfirli wa tub alayya innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Allahumma gfirli wa tub alayya innaka anta tawwabur rahim. You can say, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. This one combines all your needs, both worldly and those regarding our hereafter. I hope that this is clear. Abu Abdurrahman, can you hear me? Abu Abdurrahman, can you hear me? Someone asked about the adhan on the phones. The adhan on the phones are not the adhan we are talking about. The adhan on the phones are not the ones in reference. We are talking about the proper adhan by the muadhin. I hope that is clear. not the adhan on the phones. We are talking about proper adhan by the muazzin in a masjid. Bismillah, we can call it a day today. We return to class tomorrow, inshallah, for the lessons on Al-Kabair. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.